It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Snow, it won't be long before we'll all be there with snow. Snow, I want to wash my hands, my face and hair with snow.
Well, it's early days yet, but it's true. A cold snap is here. Ski areas are opening. And our weather expert says there's a chance of lowland snow 4 days from now on Tuesday, to be precise. That's a ways off, though. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about why lowland snow is so rare around here. What makes it so hard to come by? First, Cliff, the near-term forecast's pretty benign, right?
That's right, but this morning I woke up and it was white outside, and it was from frost. There was frost everywhere. And last night, a lot of places had their coldest temperatures since last March. You know, many locations in western Washington got down to the mid-20s. Eastern Washington, even the teens. So a really, you know, cold night because it was clear, dry, and relatively cold air above us. This week, there's been quite a bit of snow in the mountains. We've had a series of wet systems with modest temperatures that have allowed snow to accumulate above 4,000 feet. And because of that, you know, a number of ski areas are opening, Whistler and Baker, and a few others are right on the margin. So it's, you know, quite a good week for snow in the mountains. Now, this week, we're going to see the potential. I'm going to underline the potential for a little bit of lowland snow in a few locations, but let me go through it carefully. First, we have a ridge that's developing over us right now and will be in place over the weekend. So I expect temperatures that will get up only into the upper 40s, but sunny skies through the weekend. So it's going to be a glorious weekend if you want to do something outside or rake those leaves or whatever. So no precipitation at all. Then, on Monday, an upper-level trough will move in from the Gulf of Alaska. That'll bring upward motion, precipitation, and showers are going to start moving in during the afternoon on Monday. Now, initially, it's clearly going to be warm enough for rain in the lowlands, and there'll be snow in the mountains. But then the interesting thing comes, and that's where the models are in complete agreement. As the trough goes through, much colder air, what we call modified Arctic air, will surge in over the region. So temperatures will get cold enough for snow even down to relatively low elevations, maybe sea level, but perhaps down only to 500 feet. And if there are residual showers on Tuesday, there is certainly the potential for snow showers. Now, it's far enough out that, you know, I can't be sure. But, you know, there is the potential for some snow near sea level as we get into Tuesday. Now, after that, the trough moves through, the cold air moves in over the region, and we are going to get back into this sunny, dry situation. So right now, it looks like Thanksgiving weekend, I mean the whole weekend from Wednesday all the way up into Sunday, will be dry, sunny, but cold. Temperatures only getting up to around 40 degrees, maybe low 40s at the most. So a really interesting switch from the wet season that we had just the last week or two.
I'll say. Now, why is it so difficult for us to attain this lowland snow? You grow up around here, you hardly experience much snow.
I know, it's kind of depressing for snow lovers, but it's good for mayors. You know, basically, it's very easy for us to be wet and warm. The Pacific Ocean is pretty warm. During the middle of winter, it's about 50 degrees, and most of the time the air comes off the ocean. So, you know, we're relatively mild, and we have rain. Occasionally, we get offshore flow. We have cold air. But that offshore flow from the continent tends to be, you know, relatively dry and often sunny. To get snow, we have to be cold and wet at the same time. And that's very difficult to mix the offshore cold air and the wet air coming in just the right way that we have moisture but cold enough to snow. And you take a very, very hard-to-get situation to see that kind of snow. Now, there's a potential we might have that coming late Monday and Tuesday, but it's a little early to be sure about it.
So can you give me a probability of snow for Tuesday, or, you know, give me an idea of when that little snowflake icon that shows up in the weather forecast on my smartphone will maybe disappear?
Well, above 1,000 or 2,000 feet, there's a 100% chance there'll be some snow. if you're at 500 feet or 1,000 feet, I'd give you maybe 50 to 60%. Sea level, I don't know, 25 to 50% right now. But we have to wait. We'll be much more sure as we get closer in.
So don't bet the house on it.
Not yet, but I would be ready for it.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.